Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Milton Ager, Clarence Williams, Johnny Burke, and Vernon Duke, and play 10 songs. That's 10 songs, not 10 songs. Last week, October 6th, marked the birth in 1893 in Chicago, Illinois, of composer Milton Ager. He began teaching himself piano at age 7 and began his musical career as an intermission pianist at silent movie theaters. He became a vaudevillian and traveled to Chicago, where he worked as a song plugger and accompanist on the Orpheum vaudeville circuit. He returned to New York in 1913 and worked for Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder until World War I, when he joined the Army. After the war, he continued writing songs and had his first hit in 1921 with Nobody's Baby. The following year, he formed his own publishing company, Ager, Yellen, and Bornstein. Between 1922 and 1930, he wrote hits such as Hard-Hearted Hannah, The Last of the Red Hot Mamas, Ain't She Sweet, and Happy Days Are Here Again. His chief collaborators included George Meyer, Grant Clark, Benny Davis, Joe Young, Jack Yellen, Joe McCarthy. In 1930, he moved to Hollywood and contributed to the scores of the films Honky Tonk, King of Jazz, and Chasing Rainbows. He died in Los Angeles, California on May 6, 1979. Here are four from the pen of Milton Ager.
As you fall, there's a new day coming. Don't look so forlorn, see that new day dawning. Let's all knock on wood, neighbors say good morning. It's bound to be good. New world singing, it's gonna be fine. New clothes swinging on everyone's line. Joy bells ringing for your folks and mine. There's a new day coming soon. Thank you.
She was so gay in love, eager to stay in love, dream life away in love, heart to heart. Trouble in paradise ended our dreams. Trouble in paradise, strange as it seems. Lonely am I again, learning to cry again, paying the price for trouble in paradise.
Thank you. not crying. There's rain in my eyes, rain in my eyes. I'm not to blame if little raindrops fall. It was raining when you said goodbye. It got in my eye. Now that you've gone away, every day is a rainy day. Finders keepers, some lucky, someone knows. Losers weepers, someone found you, I lost you. Well, that's how it goes. So I'm not crying. What good would it do? What good would it do? But when I think of you, there's rain in my eyes.
Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, May 27, 1938, and There's Rain in My Eyes, written by Milton Eger, Gene Schwartz, and Joe McCarthy. Chuck Richards was the vocalist on that Vocalion 78 made in Chicago. Before that, it was the Piccadilly Players, an Edison House band, and If You Don't Love Me, written with Jack Yellen and recorded on July 19, 1928. That was preceded by Freddie Martin and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Rex 78 as Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, and Trouble in Paradise. Elmer Fellkamp was the vocalist on that June 29, 1933 recording. Trouble in Paradise was written by Gene Schwartz, Milton Eger, and Ned Weaver, who was a lyricist and radio actor and was an early cast member on The Shadow. We began our tribute to Milton Eger with Sam Brown and trio with The Midnight Minstrels, directed by Billy Cotton, and There's a New Day Coming, written with Joe Young. That was recorded in London on July 7, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, October 8th, marked the birth in 1898 outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, of Clarence Williams. At age 12, he left home and joined Billy Kersant's minstrel show as a singer, but soon became the troupe's master of ceremonies. Around 1915, Williams and Armand Perron started a publishing company in New Orleans and put together a vaudeville act with Perron on the violin and Williams playing piano and singing. In 1921, he married blues singer Eva Taylor, and they collaborated both in writing and performing. In 1923, Williams moved to New York, where until 1928 he was artist and repertoire director for OK, developing new talent and recording with his own groups and as accompanist for blues singers, including Bessie Smith. Between 1923 and 37, he recorded over 300 sides under his own name, and his compositions include Royal Garden Blues, Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, and Organ Grinder Blues. Clarence Williams died in New York on November 6, 1965. Here's Clarence Williams. Thank you.
If you're here, that gentleman, hunt up, no bump, then hunt, sure pop, come down, is that cushion foot gone? Hear that gentleman, hunt up, no bump, why it's red hot, sure pop, some down, is that cushy foot gone?
We began our tribute to Clarence Williams with the first recording session of his group known as Clarence Williams and his Blue Five, which included Sidney Bechet on soprano sax and Wildcat Blues from July 30, 1923. That was followed by Clarence Williams and a piano solo of his own composition, Wildflower Rag, from July 2, 1928. We finished up with Clarence Williams' Washboard Band and Cushion Foot Stomp, another Clarence Williams original. Clarence Lee was the vocalist on that March 8, 1927 recording. Last week, October 3rd, marked the birth in 1903 in Antioch, California, of composer Johnny Burke. He graduated from the University of Wisconsin and in 1926 moved to Chicago, where he worked as a pianist and song plugger for Irving Berlin Publishing Company. He transferred to the New York office and began his career as one of the most prolific songwriters of the time. His first major collaborator was Harold Spina, and the team produced such hits as Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Beat of My Heart, and My Very Good Friend the Milkman. In 1936, he received a contract with Paramount Pictures and moved to Hollywood, where he collaborated with Arthur Johnston, James Monaco, and Jimmy Van Heusen, among others, and worked on more than 50 films. Johnny Burke died in New York City on February 25, 1964, at age 55. Here are three from the pen of Johnny Burke.
And according to the rumor, they slit your windpipe for a joke, but that's just their sense of humor. It's an old Spanish custom, it's an old Spanish custom. It's gone on now for years and years, it's an old Spanish custom. Grieves me when he sings, but his music makes me sadder. It's played with a heap of sticks and things that sprout out from a bladder. A Frenchman went to a church in Rome just to listen to the sermon. He might as well have stayed at home, for the sermon was in German. It's an old Spanish custom, it's an old Spanish custom. It's gone on now for years and years, it's an old Spanish custom. The Hottentots are full of fun, but in some ways they're contrary. They like their meat cooked underdone when it's roasted missionary. Drinking Yankee bootleg gin, I just can't get the trick off. They call it football liquor there, one mouthful and you kick off. Now Taffy was a Welshman bold, and he married Pretty Sally. Indeed to goodness, now I'm told that there's 12 in Rhondda Valley. This song will be most popular if you'll only sing it for us. So all sit back and do your best by joining in the chorus. It's an old Spanish custom, it's an old Spanish custom. It's gone on now for years and years, it's an old Spanish custom.
Concerned about you and me.
Me?
They're trying to be nice. They're going out of their way. They offer me advice. Now there must be something in what they say. My very good friend, the milkman, says that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me.
He may be right.
My very good friend, the postman, says that it would make his burden less if we both had the same address, and he suggests that you should marry me.
Shall we help him?
Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news.
About what?
Every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. My very good friend and neighbors say that they've been watching things I do, and they believe that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me. What do you say?
Oh, my very good friend, the parson, says he's seen us walking out of late and wants to make a future date. And he suggests that you should marry me.
Oh, he did.
And my very good friend, the baker, says I guarantee that I could bake a very scrumptious wedding cake.
Yum, yum.
He suggests that you should marry me.
Be a bad idea.
Then there's my friend who runs the travel bureau.
What did he say?
He told me to come again soon, and next time bring my lucky hero to plan a perfect honeymoon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my very good friend, the draper, says that she has things down at the store,
yeah,
to help me fill my bottom drawer.
Mm.
So I'll give in and you shall marry me.
Okay.
Smile is refreshing, kisses so unique. When I'm round, I'm susceptible and weak. I love you, so to speak. There's 7 million people in New York. 50 million Frenchmen in Paris. Not to mention such as English, Irish, Italians, and Dutch. But you're the only one for me.
We began our tribute to Johnny Burke with It's an Old Spanish Custom, written with Jimmy Van Heusen. That was the Rhythmic Troubadours, a Stan Greening band with the vocal by Fred Douglas. That recording was made February 14, 1930, but the song was also used in the Broadway musical Carnival in Flanders, which opened at the New Century Theater on September 8, 1953. Next, it was Jack Jackson and his orchestra with Jack himself vocalizing along with an unidentified female singer on My Very Good Friend the Milkman from October 4, 1935. We finished up with Fats Waller and his rhythm, who also recorded My Very Good Friend the Milkman, but we heard him there with You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew, recorded September 28, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Born this very day, October 10th in 1903 in Russia, was songwriter Vladimir Alexandrovich Dukhelsky, one of the most successful American writers of sophisticated popular songs of the 30s and 40s. He showed great musical talent as a child and was admitted to the Kiev Conservatory at age 11. After the Russian Revolution, the family fled Russia and managed to reach New York, where Vladimir became friends with George Gershwin. In the mid-1920s, he was urged by Gershwin to change his name, and he wrote classical music under his birth name, and at the same time wrote for the musical stage as Vernon Duke. In 1924, he moved to Paris and visited London frequently, but returned to the U.S. in 1929 and established himself as a writer of popular songs. In 1936, he became a U.S. citizen and served in the U.S. Coast Guard during World War II. He died of lung cancer in Santa Monica, California on January 16, 1969. Here are three from the pen of Vernon Duke.
Thank you. are just the things I've got to do, for I am only human after all. Tell me, is it wrong to touch the skin I simply long to touch, when I am only human after all? I'm losing time, for I'm platonic with you, it's chronic with you, I fear. I'd rather be completely smothered by you than mothered by you, my dear. Talk is heavenly for two, but I want TNT for two, but I am only human after all.
pardon my confusion, but are you an optical illusion? And if not, then what on earth are you doing to me? If my speech is willy-nilly, it's because I cannot gild the lily. I should love to sing your praises, but phrases and words are silly. What is there to say, and what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say, and how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you.
We haven't heard from Rudy Valley in quite a while, but there he was, along with his Connecticut Yankees, in November of 1933 with What Is There to Say from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1933. Before that, it was Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra in 1934 with Les Allen providing the vocal on April in Paris, written by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg. We began our tribute to Vernon Duke with the Colonial Club Orchestra, a Bob Herring pseudonym, with Dick Robertson vocalizing on I Am Only Human After All in July of 1930. Today is October 10th, 2010, or 10-10-10. Back in July, we played some 10 songs in connection with our 10th anniversary, but here are a few 10 songs we didn't get to.
Many dreams I'll keep dreaming of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, baby, rhymes with heaven, and your kisses rhyme with heaven too. Honey, won't you kindly take a number from 1 to 10, double it, then add a trillion. That's how many thrills I'll get, that's how many chills I'll get on the day when you will say I do, I do, I do. Thank you. you kindly take a number from 1 to 10, double it and add a trillion. That's how many chills I'll get, that's how many thrills I'll get on the day when you will say, I do, I do, I do.
Thank you.
my romance for 10 cents a dance in a hall where the lights are low. And while the band kept playing I love you, my lonely heart kept saying I love you. I'm only one of the mob she meets on her job. But while we were waltzing there, for one little dime, the whole world was mine, and I was a millionaire.
We started off that 10-10-10 set with Tom Coakley and his orchestra with vocalist Kay Thompson and Take a Number from 1 to 10, recorded in Hollywood on September 25, 1934. Next, it was Frank Luther with the Hi-Hatters and 10 Cents a Dance, written by Lorenz Hart and Richard Rogers. That's from March 10, 1930, and was followed by Paul Ashe and his orchestra and Half Past 10. That Brunswick 78 was waxed August 16, 1923. We finished up with Will Osborne and his orchestra, with Will performing double duty, providing the vocal on I Found Romance for 10 Cents a Dance. That Banner 78 was made November 9, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.